Hello, everyone, and welcome back into the Mountain Brook Schools podcast. My name is William Galloway, and on this episode, I have the privilege of being joined by science teacher at Mountain Brook High School, Anthony Marino. Anthony, it's a beautiful spring day, and I appreciate you coming and locking yourself up in this dark podcast studio with me.
Appreciate you having me. I'm excited about it.
All right, so you teach science at Mountain Brook High School, and this is your second year at Mountain Brook. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of introduce the listeners of who you are, and kind of give us a background of your education journey, because I know you've had various roles and capacities in different school systems and different types of schools. So kind of walk us through your journey.
I've been very blessed with all the experiences that I've had in my life. Really started off in business. So I was doing some teaching for my church, and I was called to teach and make that my full-time gig. So I went to school, and I got my fifth-year master's over at UAB, and I actually started off as a teacher in a private school, Bruno Montessori Academy. I taught 7th and 8th grade, everything, I guess you should say, but primarily science, and wanted to reach a sort of a bigger group. And at the time I was teaching, less than 20 kids, and I wanted to teach more. And so went over and interviewed for a job at Oak Mountain Middle School. And, very quickly was welcomed into that community, started off as an eighth grade teacher. My first semester there, I was just teaching, and the idea came up, the opportunity, I guess you should say, came up about going into track and being a head coach for track at the middle school. And I was a runner, and I decided, hey, why not? Let's try this. And so from there, I started off as a head track coach. And then that following, fall of my beginning of my second year, moved in as an assistant coach for cross country, and continue to teach, continue to develop my ability to do what I did in the classroom. And started off, like I said, as an assistant, ended up the next year as the head coach. And so I had both a cross country and track program. And that just completely solidified my, my choice, my decision to change careers and move into education and make that my life. And I've never looked back since. Did have a lot of great experiences. I spent most of my time with Oak Mountain Middle School, and it still holds a very special place in my heart, the whole Oak Mountain community. That's where I actually live. I live in the Oak Mountain community, and so I do still see a lot of people and a lot of things. And had the opportunity to teach for Hoover City at Barry. Went back into Shelby County, hopefully moving into an administrative spot. And the administrative spot that came to me was actually going back to Bruno Montessori Academy as the head of school. And I started there in June of 2019, and loved the school. I mean, it's my school. Those are my people, my place, and my kids went to school there. My wife and I taught there at the same time when I first got into teaching, and loved the opportunity to be the head of school. And got us through COVID, and it was really at the end of COVID, I was tired. I have to put it honestly. Yeah. I was tired. And we had successfully kept a private niche school open, operating, and putting out an amazing educational product and having an amazing group of kids and parents and such support us. And I felt that it was time for me then to go back into public, where I really felt my voice was the best. My knowledge base, my skill set, and having the opportunity to come in and coach with Michael McGovern within our cross country and track program was just a gift. So I was able to move right back into what I left. And now, this year, second year, moving over into swim and dive. I kind of want a program that, is a little smaller, and I can put my little twist on it. So I'm looking forward to that. So, that's where I've been. This is where I am, and I'm very happy to be where I am right now.
Yeah, so very recent news in Mountain Brook Schools, you being named the new swim and dive head coach, replacing, we're going to call her a legend, in Paige Teterick. I believe 7 years at Mountain Brook, over 30 years experience swimming and diving as a coach and instructor more recently here in Mountain Brook. She's also a gym coach at Crestline Elementary. She's done a great job, but we're excited to have you, do some work with Coach Andy Urban in the athletic department. So excited to work with you, close. professor in that capacity. And so you've got that teaching and coaching role as well. Let me ask you this question, a kind of a distinguisher. You mentioned you started in business, right? Let's talk about the world of education. We can get into, you know, coaching and the impact on you have on students. But what is different from your experience of having business experience and the education world? How do you compare and contrast the two? Because you've had your hands, you've had your feet in both pools, so to speak.
I think for me, what it really allows me to do is you know, having had the experience in business, I really see the skills that our kids should have when they leave us. And so, you know, coming in as an educator, I want to impart some of those skills to our children. You know, and so when I have a student in my class and I see, you know, that little bit of leadership, you know, I want to give them an opportunity to lead. When I see those, problem solving skills, I want to help develop those even more. Because a lot of, in my opinion, what I was doing in business was in the moment. And so when you kind of think about it, they're very similar, because in business, in the moment, you're having to make a decision based off of the information that you have. In the moment in education, and I'm not really talking about content here, I'm talking about working with the children. In that moment, you've got to do what's best. And I think that skill set sort of goes across both of them. And that's what I want to give my kids that I teach. I want them to understand, hey, look, you've got an amazing amount of opportunity, skill. You've got all this stuff. This is how you can apply it. And I want to develop it in a way, not just for my content, but a way that then makes them more successful when they move out into this world beyond education.
And on that note, let's talk about business experience, classroom teaching experience, coaching experience, administrative. So when you take your administrative and you take your classroom, and now being head coach of the swim and dive program, what is the impact that you try to have, right? And you said it's not always in the classroom about the content, but sometimes the relationship piece or how to relate and to understand students and get them to understand you. What is the impact, and how do you try and have that impact on students in the classroom, you know, now in the pool as swim and dive head coach? You've been an administrator leading teachers and others in an educational world. How do you have that impact, and how do you strive to make that impact on others?
So when I was in business, you know, we had people that were working for us, and we had families that were reliant on us making decisions, and they were the main focus of my day. And so when you look at it from that business standpoint, and then you take that same attitude and you come into an education situation, the children that I teach, the young people that I teach, I guess I should say I'm at a high school now, the young people that I teach, they're my focus. And so when I come into my classroom, I am thinking about my students. I am thinking about them. I'm thinking about how this is going to help them, how this is going to progress them, and that future forward thinking. So I'm the same person with the same idea, with the same mindset, applicable either in business, in the classroom, in an office as an administrator, or standing out there and coaching athletes. The young people are my focus. And my decisions and everything that I do, my actions, my attitude, my decisions, my everything is focused on how am I going to impact them? How can I better them? And then the beautiful part as an educator is that I get in return an enormous amount of satisfaction in seeing that message being embraced and then taken and applied.
That's a really beautiful thing. And I think in Mountain Brook, you hear a lot of teachers say that it's that so much of that is, you know, the ingredients to bake the cake, so to speak. All of those things, putting them together for the betterment of the students and those around you, and then receiving that satisfaction. So let me ask you a little bit, you know, this is the end of year two for you at Mountain Brook. Tell me a little bit about your Mountain Brook experience, right? We said going into swim and dive, you've been working with cross country and track. I'm sure your trophy case has expanded at your house, having a lot of championships with the boys and girls program alongside Coach McGovern. You know, going to add to that with swim and dive. I know they have got a very successful program as well. But just tell me a little bit about your experience in Mountain Brook. What makes it different from different places you've worked with, and what have you enjoyed over the past couple years?
I think one of the big things that I enjoy about being with Mountain Brook is, number one, being seen as a professional. and being then given the tools to be that professional. And so not only is it an acknowledgement of, hey, you know what, you're coming into the school system, we've acknowledged the fact that you have a skill set and you have something that you can give to us, but we also want to let you know that you're important to us and we see you as a professional. And it's not just being seen, it's being treated. And then it's being given all of the resources to then do my job. And again, it's nothing against any school that I've been to before. It's just that I feel very respected. I feel very, I guess, present. I'm here and people see me and people, you know, realize that we're doing great jobs. And I think that's been the biggest change in a sense from other places where I've taught. They acknowledge you as the professional, but then there's nothing behind it. And I think Mountain Brook does it right. You know, they acknowledge, they see, and they give. And again, I can't do my job without that ability to be in the moment. And they're not trying to take that away from me. And that is the one thing that I think benefits all of our students, is that our teachers can be themselves. We got into teaching for a reason. And Mountain Brook allows us that freedom and that space to then make those changes and do those things and make that impact. And man, I'm blown away by what we're doing here.
In media, you call it endpoints and outpoints. That's a great outpoint, and I've got my new marketing material for the school system for faculty and staff and new hires for the next 5 years. We're set. That was beautiful. But that really, you know, I've enjoyed having the opportunity, not having the education background, but more of a media skill set in an education business, to get to know those people. And I hear that, or that said similarly so many times, in the return. There's an investment, and then there's able to be a return on investment. It really, you know, everything cycles and works together, again, for the betterment of the students, because of the support of the community and because of the acknowledgement of the importance of education. It's such a beautiful piece. It's all orchestrated really well together.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so we got a couple minutes left here, and I like to do some more fun questions, right? So who is Anthony Moreno outside of the classroom, outside of the coaching sphere? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your extracurriculars. What do you enjoy doing?
Oh, wow. I don't really know. I'm kind of boring. But I do love to run on my own. I love that. Right now, it's a lot of walking and running. I'm getting back into it. My biggest thing is just my family, you know, my wife, I have two children, my children are adults. It's fun for my wife and I to see our kids growing up and making good choices and moving along and setting themselves up for a wonderful future. And so my wife and I spend a lot of time reminiscing on that type of stuff. And, you know, we have a couple of dogs, and they kind of fill the house right now, you know, so it's always a dog walk or something like that. Love to read. I mean, I'm an avid reader. I love doing that. And unfortunately, I do binge watch on Netflix every now and again. Any C-level horror movie or sci-fi movie that you can come up with that even involves llamas, you know, with laser eyes, I'm sure. I'm in it.
So the horror, yes. I can't do horror. It's too much for me. I mean, give me, you know, something comedic all day long.
Yes.
It could be 3 o'clock in the morning, but the horror, I won't be able to sleep for a week. So
I get it.
Hats off to you for your bravery. Everybody down here in the South, and you know, sounds like with your experience having been here in and around Birmingham, Alabama or Auburn? That's the question.
Oh, graduated from Auburn. So my whole family. So this is actually a funny story. I used to be an Alabama fan when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, because my grandfather, my dad's dad, loved Bear Bryant, you know, and that was a mainstay. And then something happened, and all of a sudden, we're orange and blue. And now I can't tell you the catalyst for that. But again, it was about when I was about 7 or 8 years old. So, you know, you're talking a long, long time ago in the 70s, 1970s, that is, just in case. But then we became Auburn fans, and that's all I ever really knew. And so, you know, my wife and I actually both graduated from there. Our children graduated from there as well. And, you know, we love Auburn. You know, now I can't tell you that I'm always going to be an Auburn football fan. Right now, my son is at Clemson, and I wear more Clemson gear than I do Auburn stuff. But I love Auburn. and it's the city, it's everything about it. Our experience when we were there, our kids' experience when they were there, you know, we just love it. And, you know, I love the fun, you know, Roll Tide, War Eagle, I love all that kind of stuff. But in the end of the day, I'd call Auburn my home, and I'd put my head to a pillow somewhere inside those city limits, and I'd be a happy man.
That's great. That really is. Okay, so working with high school students, this is my second to last question for you. You mentioned, you said children, then you quickly corrected young adults. Take me inside. You could give an example of a funny story, or just what do you enjoy about working with, you know, 15 to 18 year olds? How fulfilling and how fun is that?
It's really neat because, well, I guess first of all, and this is, I guess this is the funny part, they get my sarcasm. You know, that's the fun part. I personally think that I'm hilarious. And so when I'm standing up in front of my kids, you know, I'll crack a couple of jokes. I'll have some very random, specific type things to me. You know, they're random to them. They're specific to me. Comments, they laugh. But really what's amazing to me is, here's a beautiful story. This is why I love working with high school age kids. So yesterday, you know, I was just having a rough day. And I think the kids could pick up on it. They pick up on more than you really think they do. And I had this wonderful student walk up to me at the end of class. And he walks up to me and he goes, "Mr. Marino, I just want you to know that, you know, if you ever just want to talk, I'd love to just sit and talk with you. And, you know, you could just say anything, you know, like that." And in that moment, the kindness and the compassion that came from that child realizing that, you know what, I wasn't 100% that day. And looking at that and going, that to me is a true caring, that is the relationship that I want to build with all of my students.
Right.
And what that young man did for me in that moment was just remind me, hey, you know what, this is why you do what you do. And so, you know, not that you don't get those little things from younger kids, but when you have a child who's getting ready to go off to college, 18-year-old, and he recognizes, and you just go, we've done our job, okay? We've done our job. His parents, oh my gosh, they've done their job. This guy is wonderful, and we're getting ready to put him into the world. And man, there's no feeling like that.
It really makes you appreciate, you know, his upbringing and the job you're doing, and you can kind of give yourself a pat on the back even when you're having a tough day. All right, so to kind of close things out, what we like to do here on all of our podcasts and videos is we give our interviewee the opportunity for an open mic. So this is an opportunity to talk to listeners. You can give specific shout outs or thanks or kudos to colleagues, people along the way, people from past employment. The stage is yours, Anthony. I want to kind of close us out here on the Mountain Brook Schools podcast, which we appreciate everybody for listening. We want you to check out all of our podcast platforms. But as we close out, we are going to give Anthony the floor to address whoever he would like for however long, and give us his final remarks to close out this podcast.
Wow, that's a broad girth you're giving me there, right? All right, so I don't really know. I mean, there are so many people along the way, you know, that I'd love to just, you know, have a shout out for. I mean, a lot of mentors along the way when I moved into the world of education. You know, first and foremost, I mean, I can't do anything that I do without my wife making an enormous amount of sacrifices. So her and my kids, I mean, right there, they were in it the entire time, you know, and it's been kind of a fun ride. But, you know, along the way, Larry Haynes over at Oak Mountain Middle School gave me freedom to do me inside of the classroom. And it was one of the greatest opportunities that I could have coming from Montessori background into a traditional. And then it was Caroline Obert, truly, who pushed me into administration and gave me that opportunity to see the school in a different way. And so now when I'm in my classroom and I'm seeing what I do, it's really, hey, look, I've got a broader, I understand why. Okay, so there's a big deal there. And then just coming into this school as it is, you know, just looking at the people that I get on a daily basis to work with, the three people upstairs, you know, Michael McGovern, Ashley Van Beek, and especially Walt Rogers. I mean, I get to work with these people every day. And, you know, Walt and I right now are working together with APES, and just having the opportunity to be around a man like that, and it truly inspires you. And so every day that man has no idea how much he truly inspires me to be the best I can be in my classroom, because I'm constantly living up to him. You know what I'm trying to do? And so I, you know, that's really it. And then, you know, just the kids. I mean, I don't really know what to say there. All I can tell you is this. All right. And this goes with the whole swim and dive. All right. I hope they don't mind a coach wearing floaties, because I'm getting in that pool. All right. And I might start to sink. Okay. But I tell you, those floaties are going to keep me up. So get ready. Get ready. And I don't belly flop, so I won't be diving. But, man, I'm going to have my floaties on.